call the meeting to order. All of you that are still visiting, please do it outside.
Or quietly.
Thank you, or quietly. I'm not trying to be rude, but it's 10 after 10.
You don't have to leave, you can stay if you want.
You can stay, you can stay. You just Really? Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for doing it, John.
Appreciate your comments. Oh, you're welcome, sir. We live for this, actually. Okay. Our first public hearing was a change of, conditional use, 1664, Mark J. and Stacy N. Mills. Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Your pleasure, sir.
Before I make a motion on this, I'd just like to open it up to get a comment or two if any of my fellow commissioners would like to share their thoughts on this application.
The thing that intrigued me more than anything else was it isn't particularly relevant to our decision, was that the design of the building he had was much nicer than I would envision a warehouse being. I don't know what his ultimate plan is, but the question before us is the change of use appropriate? And I'm not too particularly troubled by what he wants to do.
I wasn't clear, and I didn't ask. I should have asked. I kind of assumed that he might be operating in some type of business out of that.
He said he was small story
building that he has on the
well
driller.
He's a well driller. Yeah,
well driller.
I know, but I'm just saying it's. He can't call it a home occupation because he doesn't live there.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how he got. He's got a pole shed permit. It's a pretty sophisticated pole shed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, typical pole shed to me is a pole building. It's looked like concrete block, large doors, substantial size. It kind of threw me off.
Did he get a permit?
Yeah, he did. I got a copy of it.
Something that you all should consider, it seems to me, and Mr. Smith actually asked it, was how compatible that is with what's around there, because we talked about 10 buildings that could be subdivided into two separate units with contractors' trucks and deliveries and whatever else. That would just be a consideration that you need to address one way or the other, whichever way you go.
The other observation I would make is the more you talked about the building, the 10 units that he's building, I think there's going to be a lot more impact on that site than what was shown on that sketch. They only showed the building with the parking in the front, but the way he described it, there was two doors in the front and a door on each side, but they didn't show access to the door on each side. Well, when you start doing the door on each side and then the next building with a door on each side, there's a lot more impact to that site.
Clearly, he's going to need the doors on the side, otherwise it's not a warehouse. It's
exactly.
Right. You just got it.
And if you've got a door, you need access to it.
Exactly.
And the next thing.
So saving all the trees and woods there, that's going to be a real challenge for the design that he's got. And it just seems awful scattered out.
His existing building's 50 by 120.
It's like twice the size of.
Yeah, it's twice the size.
Subdivides the building, only has three parking lots. He only has three parking spots per building, per use.
Well, the other thing that concerns me, and we've seen this done before where one use is applied for, but the reality is something else ends up happening there. Frequently, the owner will say, well, it was market driven, I couldn't rent them any other way. I'm thinking about the Marino project in Laurel that was all warehouses, and now it's churches and stores and all that stuff. And I think we did actually make him go back and put a proper amount of parking in and stormwater and all that stuff.
Which piece was that?
Out on 13.
Oh, the piece across from the shopping center.
Yeah, had all the little buildings that were supposed to be warehouses,
right.
And from day one they were retail spaces.
There's a church and all their shop and all that.
I think we did cite him and make him go.
That's a typical problem with that kind of
a
project. Once you've got space.
When they're speculative, and I mean, it's not that I'm sure that he would do what he was setting out to do if he had the market for it, but that's what happens to them.
And Marino was commercial too.
Yeah. And he was, that's right, he was C1.
That was harder to enforce.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I guess that's a question for Mr. Robertson. Would this be better as a change of zone than a conditional use where we condition something, or
I don't know that that's a question for me. That's a question for the commission.
I think that if you are inclined to allow it, it's in the conditioning that you might be able to solve some of these issues. I think with the right kind of conditions, for instance, with what Mr. Johnson proposed earlier this evening on the tow tappers, it was an approval, but it was conditioned fairly heavily based on input from engineering and so on. And you can do the same thing with this. You can. I thought it was interesting that he had 10 separate 3,000 square foot buildings. That's expensive.
Private. Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Why wouldn't you build one? Build them in sections of 6,000 or something. Instead of. But I mean, that's not our issue, I guess. But it is in the sense of land use. It's more efficient land use if the building is bigger. But I guess we really can't go there. That's not our issue. So I don't know if that helped you any or not,
yeah,
Mr. Smith.
Thank you very much.
What's your pleasure?
Regarding conditional use number 1664, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1664, Mark J. and Stacy N. Mills for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.